Dr. Dusty Post joins me now with Monsanto Company. And Dr. Post, we're talking about corn rootworm, and you guys have allocated some additional funding. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, thank you for asking me today, Leah. We have started this program last year called the Corn Rootworm Research Knowledge Program, and we allocated $3 million last year for research on the biology, genomics, and so forth of corn rootworm. We allocated an additional $3 million this year. So in total, we have $6 million to be spent over the next 5 years to improve and increase our understanding of corn rootworm, how it develops resistance, and how we might better manage that economic pest.
Now, you guys have found that there's a lot more to this, which is why you've allocated the additional funds. Tell me a little bit about how folks can get involved if they want to.
Well, if academic researchers are interested in getting the funding, they can apply to the Corn Rootworm Knowledge Program, which is on our website. It would be www.monsanto.com. And in the search section of that website, just put in Corn Rootworm Knowledge. And they can submit a proposal for competitive funding. What I mean by that is the proposals will all be reviewed by an external review panel, and funds will be awarded based on scientific merit.
And what are you finding as you process your research? You know, you're probably one of the best experts, Dr. Dusty Post, about corn rootworm, as it's kind of one of the things that you guys have been looking at. But what are we finding is going to help producers when you get into all of this?
Well, I think that producers are already very much aware that their farming practices have to be somewhat flexible in order to address the conditions that they're in any particular crop year. So there are weather changes, there are differences in disease pressure, differences in insect pressure. And the ability to manage corn rootworm, just as the ability to manage any of their farming practices, will depend on knowing what they're up against. Is it a high-pressure year? Is it a low-pressure year? Is water going to be a lot or a little for the farmer? And being able to adjust their farming practices is probably key. When it comes to corn rootworm management, having a lot of tools in the toolbox, including rotation and the use of pyramided products, are probably the most important tools right now that a farmer has.
What do you guys hope to gain as you go forward over the next several years and finding out about this one little pest?
Well, what we'd like to do is to establish really the best practices, the best management practices that are possible today. So understanding what are the right hybrids, what are the right crops, when should you rotate to an alternative crop such as soybean, and also what are the best hybrids for your area, having the best traits available. And what we hope this research will help us do is to give farmers tools to better understand the economic implications of the farming practices that they use or they can choose to use, and then also to try to help us understand how the bug is able to develop resistance so that we can invent better products that are going to be more effective and more durable.
Now, you know, some pests are important to help things along, you know, the ecosystem and whatnot. What are we finding? I mean, corn rootworm is not one that's probably ever going to be out of, you know, extinct, for example. Is this something that, you know, looking down the road, you're hoping to completely eradicate it, or is it something that we just hope to manage?
I think it's not reasonable to expect eradication. I think what we can expect is good management practices. And with good management practices and lots of tools available to the farmer, they'll be able to keep the damage done by this pest below an economic impact to their farming practices.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Post. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.